welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean. How are you?
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. Hanging in there.
Well, I wonder if the Snyder Cut trailer was able to...
Oh, I put it on our page.
Does it cheer you up at all?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how could you not get cheered up by the Snyder Cut trailer?
I don't know. It just looks like a big dick dance of gray glop.
Yeah, it looks like a mess.
It looks like a big mess. And it's exactly what I thought it was going to be. Something that is not completely worth the squeeze. But, I mean, granted, we haven't actually seen it.
No.
So, you know, maybe there might be some parts worth redeeming.
Yeah.
That redeem it. But I don't know. I mean, apparently we get more of that Batman nightmare.
The idea that Batman is the one that has this nightmare.
Yeah.
And Batman, Mr. Logical Detective Man, who always, like, you know, chases down evidence, is like believing in a dream.
Right.
It's so weird.
It's very strange. Yeah, it's very strange that he's the guy.
That he's the dude.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I guess that's what we're going with. You know, we've got more going on with I don't know. I mean, we got to see some dark side in action.
Uh-huh.
That looks terrible.
Yeah. I mean, at least he's in it, I guess.
I don't know why he couldn't have been in it originally.
He should have been. I mean, we've talked about this. You should have at least seen his eyeballs.
Yeah.
When Steppenwolf got, like, mother boxed, whatever, but fine.
Yeah, it makes no sense that him not being in the original movie. I mean, he is probably, like, they actually, you get around to finally making a Justice League movie.
Mm-hmm.
And yet your villain is not the biggest villain.
Right.
That DC could offer.
Right.
Like, you literally are just using that villain's, but, like, one of his friends.
Right, like his buddy.
Like his buddy who runs.
And is,
like,
not his popular buddy.
Well, his buddy is not popular, who people barely, I mean, granted, I could be talking out of turn here, but, like, because I know there's probably the Steppenwolf fans out there, but, like, it just didn't make sense.
No, it did not.
He didn't seem like it was like a big enough deal.
Right.
For the Justice League, especially somebody like the Justice League with all those people with Batman and Superman and the Flash and Cyborg. I mean, just everybody that's involved. You couldn't tell me that they could actually lay waste to Steppenwolf without any haste.
Right.
Like, it's just ridiculous. But, yeah, the trailer's out. We did post it on our page.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can, if you go to facebook.com/worstcollectionever, you could participate in some commentary there.
Sure.
And that would be really cool. I guess other updates.
Update.
I put out another video of me opening some action figures, some WCW Goldberg action figure. And I actually have some... actual comic book stuff coming in to open, but I have, you know, I'm kind of taking a bit of a breather with that stuff, but I have videos, so you guys can keep on a lookout for that. I do appreciate you guys paying attention to those things. And I guess we'll see. We talked about the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else going on? I feel like there's something else.
No, not really.
No.
I mean, not that I'm aware of. We're still watching WandaVision.
Yeah.
That's been good.
It has been good.
I guess somebody was complaining the other day on the internet that they're like, oh, it's just, you know, this weekly schedule just makes it seem like a really stretched out movie. And you're like, so like TV. Like,
wait. So have they not known about TV before?
Apparently not. And they're just like, they need to, like, reveal the big bad now because, like, nothing is happening. And I'm like, all sorts of shit's happening.
Also, have you literally never watched television?
Right. Do you not know what TV is? Sometimes I think, like, this is written by people who, like, never had to live through the, you literally had to wait and you had to be at your TV mm-hmm. at a certain time in order to catch the next episode of the show you liked.
Yeah.
And if you didn't catch it, you were SOL.
Yeah, if you missed, like...
Fuck you, you weren't going to see it. Unless you caught it in reruns, but maybe you would catch it. There was no way to know when it was going to come on.
Well, it reminds me of, like, back in the day with wrestling, like, you know, we didn't have YouTube during the Monday Night Wars.
Mm.
So if we were going to sit there and go out of our way to watch, you know, and watch all the wrestling we can, you know, you had to flip back and forth or you had to choose one or the other.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't watch one and then watch the clips
right,
on YouTube of another.
You weren't like, you know, going to go back and stream it later, or you weren't going to Devo it or whatever.
Devo it?
Devo. Was that what it was called? DVR? TiVo. No, TiVo. You weren't going to DVR it. None of that shit.
Put it in a weird hat.
Yeah, you weren't going to do any of it.
No. That was the thing, man. You know, like, you had to be like, we were great. We were lucky.
Yeah.
For a number of years that if you watched Raw on one night, on a Monday night, that you may be able to catch the replay of Nitro later on that evening because they would actually do replays.
Right.
I don't know how often they did that, you know, towards the end, but, you know, that's just how you were just able, thankfully, to catch that. You didn't have that, but we didn't always have that luxury.
Right.
To catch a rerun right away, you know, or catch anything right away. You know, you had to basically wait and see if, you know, if it was going to show up again at some point or if, you know, you had to read about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You had to wait until magazines came out.
Right? Because there was no, like, internet shit.
No. I mean, there was... Okay, I'm sorry. Let me take my back.
Well, not when you were, like, young.
No, not when I was young. Yeah, I'm talking, like, yeah. But I'm saying, like, by the time I got to, like, you know, 97, 98.
Oh, yeah.
You could read the results on the early internet.
Yes.
I can't tell you how excited I was in the late 90s to find a website that told me all the wrestlers' real names.
I could imagine how excited you would be.
Like, you'd just be like, hey, the Sandman's name is James Fullington?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, it blew my mind. There were points where I would use school printer paper to print out entire reviews of Nitro and Raw and read them on the late bus because that's what I had to do. We didn't have the computer, you know, at home yet.
Mm.
You know, we didn't have dial up until late 98.
Yeah, we had it before that.
I had to go
to
Betty's house for crying out loud.
Yeah, we had it before that.
I had to go to Betty's house to look at rotten.org.
Yeah, no.
Or rotten.com.
Yeah, rotten.org.
Please donate to rotten.org. It's a non-for-profit growth site.
Uh-huh.
Man. Early internet.
Oh, it was a thing.
Early, man, you folks missed out on those Wild West days.
Yeah.
You know, there's some folks that were like older than us that experienced it in some fashion.
Mm.
But like, if you weren't doing it in like the late 90s, man, you missed out.
You did.
You missed out and just like finding like GeoCities sites.
Oh, Jesus.
And making your own site and be like, I'm going to make this blue and make these links green.
That's right.
I'm going to make a website for no fucking reason.
Yeah, for nothing.
And it'll sit there forever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's a changed world.
Hmm.
Anyways, you can tell we got nothing really else going on to talk about because we're talking about the internet from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So I guess let's take a break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Hey, do you like the 90s comic book tropes of a big beefy guy with a huge gun and big shoulder pads and lots of spikes and a bad attitude? Me either. Too narrow-minded, no subtlety. But I'll tell you what I do like, the character who started the whole trend. I'm Grant Richter. In 2018, I did a project where I detailed every adventure of the superhero known as Cable, 280 characters at a time, from 1993 to 2006. And now, it's time to start the whole thing at the beginning and take it to an audio format. So be sure to check out The Cable Guide at anchor.fm/cableguide. I'll see you soon, because with Cable, it's always just a matter of time.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is The Book of Fate, number 12 from January 1998. This is so eloquently put on the cover here. Last issue.
Yep.
It has because it says the Book of Fate, but then the book is written over with last issue. Mm-hmm. And it only lasted 12 issues, so it only lasted a year.
That was probably good.
It's probably you know, and it revolves around Jared Stevens, the mid to late 90s version of Fate.
Uh-huh.
So
it's right, he had an onk on his face.
Yeah, he was the extreme version.
Yes.
With his weird anime.
So what's his deal?
Well, he was Jared Fate. Mm.
Jared Fate.
He was a guy who was like a bounty hunter or like a arms dealer or something, like an adventurer, you know, who had to retrieve like the elements, you know, of the fate, you know, so the helmet, the amulet, the cape, and something happened where he was retrieving them. I can't remember if he was retrieving them for Kenton Inta or if he was getting them for somebody else, but he picked them up. And they rejected Kenton Inta, and then a demon killed Kenton Inta. Hmm. And then Jared, like, had his thing. He hurt his arm, so he wrapped the cape around his arm, and it healed him. Only if he had the cape around his arm. And he also used he got an ankh burned on his face.
Yep. Yeah.
And then he also
looks like a tattoo.
It is. Yeah. And then he also had you know what you call it? Use the helmet and the whatever the amulet to burn down into weapons. Mm. So, you know, and he became the de facto, you know, keeper of Lord and Order,
right?
Or Order and Chaos. So that was kind of his deal up until this book, and then eventually he died. Mm-hmm. But he did appear in a few. He's appeared in a few things we've read.
Yes.
You know, he pops up here and there, but he was the 90s version. You know, he was very, it didn't really last very long because, you know, he was a product of his time.
Right.
To be perfectly frank.
Oh, and he was.
So.
I mean, he's hanging out with Lobo.
Yeah, and he's hanging out with Lobo, which tells you a lot here.
Yeah.
And it's a Keith Giffen book, so it's knee-slappingly funny.
Sure. I may have missed that.
Yeah.
Just as a full disclosure, if I sound like a little meh, I don't feel very well right now. So it's not the vid.
No, she's not vidded.
It's not the vid.
So
don't worry about that. But
so on the cover here, we have basically the aforementioned Lobo and Jared Stevens both getting punched in the face at the same time. Jared saying, ouch. And in the background, there's a bunch of guys wearing shirts that say fanboy on it, mm-hmm. which, doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but since it's the final issue, I guess there's some sort of joke there.
Sure.
And so it's a Keith Giffen book. So the art is very unique. It's Keith Giffen's weird art style, which we've encountered a few times here and there. Mm-hmm. I actually was more impressed. I was more into the ads in this book
than the actual book.
Yeah. You know, as much as I love Dr. Fate, as much as other things related to Dr. Fate, as much as I love that last issues.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually glad to read some ads here, particularly Green Day's Nimrod.
Yes.
New album.
And then with Deftones was in here as well. Deftones
is in here. We got Alien Resurrection.
Yeah.
With a sneak peek on Monday night. Speaking of wrestling, WCW Monday Nitro, November 24th at 8 p.m. for exclusive sneak peek.
Woo.
Which I must have missed that. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Anyways, so the book starts off, and this is actually going to be kind of short because
not a lot happens.
Not a lot happens here. It's the final issue, and they're just like, you know what?
You know what they do? They get drunk.
They literally get drunk for 22 pages.
Yeah, and that's basically it, which I'm fine with. I mean, I appreciate that, but it's such a weird way to end this book.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe not if you would have read the rest of the issue.
Maybe. Well, maybe not.
But it's just very much like, hey, you know what? Let's have some fun with this.
Right.
So we start off at many bars. We're in a bar called, I'm assuming it's called Scut.
Yes. Now, are they on Earth or are they gone? Because I get very confused by this because they leave And then they come to Earth. So I'm like, are they on Earth and they leave Earth and come back?
I think they come back because like they fly. Cause at one point I think they start on Earth here or they start somewhere in like some seedy part of town.
Okay.
And they have gone to a bar. Lobo and Dr. Fate have gone to a bar. Mm-hmm. And
they're drunk.
Jared Fate's like, hey, I really need more booze. Also, I have like the longest hair in the front of my head.
Yeah, he's got like a devil's lock.
He's got a devil lock, but it's like
a shitty one.
It's a really shitty devil lock.
Yeah,
like Danzig would be pissed.
Yeah,
actually, Danzig wouldn't care.
No,
Danzig's just like, I have to attend to my cats.
I was gonna say he'd go buy cat litter.
Danzig would be excited to watch wrestling. Danzig apparently is a wrestling fan.
That doesn't surprise me.
So, because he'd be interested to watch the Alien Resurrection clip, also watch Nitro afterwards. So they go. So Lobo and Jared go to a bar, and I'm assuming they either beat everybody up here or they've killed everybody because there's just bodies piled up throughout this bar. And they're just sitting at the bar with like shots, and they've used all the shot glasses. You know, so they're like, you know what? We got to go to another bar. Lobo says that. And they're singing, they're burping, singing a Home on the Range, but about naked girls.
Yeah, they're like home, or what does it say? Home.
Oh, give me a home where naked girls roam.
Yeah, and they're just like, they're basically doing that. Yo, bro, like you're my favorite or whatever.
That's a lot of what this is actually. It's a lot of like Jared saying something and Lobo being like, "I like your style,
right?
Beer,
right?
You know." So they get on. I do enjoy them getting apparently on Lobo's bike. And shooting off into space, and Jared saying, "Holy she, holy she," because they're like, "Let's go to the bar," and Lobo's like, "Great, let's go." And then he just takes him to space,
right? And then he's like talking. Lobo's talking about farting, and like Jared's like, "Whoa, don't say that. Look where I'm sitting. I'm like right behind your butt or whatever."
Fart jokes.
Okay. Funny.
Well, also, this is something where we don't quite understand. We never get the real an explanation here, because Jared is in space and he could breathe. Where Lobo,
is it because he's Fate?
I guess so.
Okay.
So a lot of this is kind of intertwined with other stuff happening that people. So I guess Amethyst is here, and who is she talking to?
Oh, I don't know. There's like, she's talking to somebody else and they're like talking about how like there's really nothing that can be done about Fate.
Yeah. And so they're like, you know what? We're kind of done with Jared being Fate. So like,
so
we need to like,
not, he can't be Fate anymore. He can't be Fate anymore.
We need to end this, you know, because you know, he's not doing a good job.
Sure.
Or we're just not really happy. We need something better. And they're right.
Yeah. Why not?
Because Jared sucks.
Yes.
So they end up in some sort of a tattoo parlor.
Mm-hmm.
Tattoo life form piercing. So it's kind of like.
Yeah.
Which I kind of enjoy because it's kind of like almost like a touristy place where if like you're like a human tourist going on to another planet and you're just like, I'm a life form. I'll get, you know.
Oh, get a tattoo.
Tattoo.
Which he gets a tattoo of something. And it's like this whole thing. Like some of these narration boxes, like they're supposed to rhyme. I guess it's supposed to be clever.
Wait, are they?
Yeah, it's like a whole poem thing. Like they kind of tell you at the beginning. But it doesn't always rhyme. But I think they're supposed to. Narration
boxes. I didn't catch that at all.
Yeah, they're supposed to. And he's just like, oh, this guy will do all sorts of tattoos. Like he'll draw poop. And whatever, but he draws the line and I love you.
Yeah.
And then I guess so Fate gets a tattoo of something. What is that?
He just gets an S.
Sure.
He gets an S, which is
for like, suck.
It looks like it's for I suck. It's,
yeah.
He's got a tattoo starting. It says I suck.
It says I suck right on it. And so like then I guess he pays this guy and in these weird space triangles.
Yeah, he has like pieces of metal that I guess Alan Scott gave him.
Yeah,
and so I guess it's
and the guy's like, oh my god, this is great, because apparently he gave him so much money they could like buy a planet.
Yeah, Apparently those are the that's the currency to be having. I do enjoy that the artist's name is Leonardo de Beisley.
Yeah.
Which is a nod to Simon Beisley, who was our Lobo artist.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now we're talking, we got these two ladies. I'm assuming these are characters from Fate who want some Cindy, Vera and Cindy. So Jared, he's the cosmic balance, but he killed the four best loved people in the world. That's because they were the four horsemen of the apocalypse, because he had to do it in order to balance things out.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And now speaking of Alan Scott, we jump to him. And he's looking for the Articles of Fate that Jared has.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand, because according to my DC Wiki,
mm-hmm.
well, not my DC Wiki, the DC Wiki.
Sean's personal DC Wiki.
It's mine. Him and Alan were like buddies, but okay. It doesn't seem like they're buddies here.
Right. I don't know.
Because he comes up to Alan, Sentinel finds, or Green Lantern, if you just want to, I'll just call him Alan Scott.
Sure.
But he runs, I guess, Dr. Occult?
Occult.
Has contacted Sentinel and says, I've been retained by Jared to help fight the lawsuit you've launched for possession of the artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, those are my motherfucking artifacts. I'm going to get them. I do enjoy this one paragraph here.
Mm-hmm.
It says he's been grouching a lot lately about the artifacts of fate. He wants them back, but does he have the balls?
Hmm.
So this is really landed on here.
Yeah.
This is Keith Giffen's humor. I don't know. I never, he wrote all those Justice League books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to be wah-ha-ha-ing, and I'm not.
Yeah, I haven't found myself wah-ha-ha-ing.
So Alan's like, yo, I gotta hook up with these elements. The Conclave has made the decision to defend Jared. So he's just, and Dr. Occult's like, well, I'm gonna look up some shit about you, and he's like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm gonna like
peace.
Yeah, I'm going to go and the Conclave wants those articles. So he's trying to find them. So, yeah, he's just like, whatever. Fuck this shit. And uh-huh. So then we go to another bar.
Yep. And this is on Earth.
This? No, not yet.
No. Oh?
We're getting. No, maybe we are back on Earth. Because there's another fight in another bar.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in a cop bar.
Yeah.
And they've beat everybody up there. And so this is where Jared spends a lot of his time. Oh, no, my insert came out.
Oh, no. Now it's broken.
But this is the thing I'm talking about. So you got Deftones around the fur. Uh-huh. You got an ad for that. You got a sweet ad for Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. Fear has an address.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a great game, which I've only played like sparingly. And the aforementioned Alien Resurrection. Yeah, he's sitting there talking about how it's like, man, you know, I have to order, I have to maintain the cosmic balance. Mm-hmm. It's tough. You know, it's just him complaining.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Lobo breathes fire.
Yes. I think it doesn't he like spit out alcohol? Is that why
he does like the rookie dragon?
He's doing like, yeah.
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 So, yeah. So they're just, it's
nothing happens in this book.
Well, actually I missed this page here. What happens here where we get, I think,
oh yeah, there's like this weird thing where like,
oh, it's like Lords of Chaos and Order.
Yeah. Whatever. And they're just like, well, you know, fate's power is now diminishing. Like we don't care about him anymore. So that's it.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. It's just basically this whole issue is like this book is ending and yeah. Jared Stevens is a jobber.
Yeah. So, and he no longer has any power, and the end.
Yeah. So they decide to go back to Earth. This is where they go back to Earth.
Yeah. And go to another bar.
And they go to another bar and a place where they're not welcome.
Sure.
And that is Guy Gardner's bar.
Oh, okay.
which is Warriors, or just Warrior. I don't know why it's called Warriors, but it's...
There's a couple drawings of the Warrior sign in here where it looks like it should be an arcade video game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's they go to the superhero bar Warriors.
Yeah.
And this is where we get a bunch of cameos, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We get, Blue Beetle. He's there. Ragman is there having a beer.
My buddy Ragman.
Which is ridiculous. The Heckler is there,
mm-hmm.
which is Keith Giffen's buddy, which for some reason, yeah, actually, I'm just noticing here. This is Ragman's just telling the story about, it's like, did I ever, or maybe I think it's him saying, telling the story. He's like, did I ever tell you about the time Vril Drox and I challenged Darkseid? I'm like, you did?
What? You did?
This is a comic book. Somebody could draw that. You know?
You know what? That would have been way more interesting than these dudes just hanging out at bars.
Yeah. This is Ragman saying this, it looks like.
Yeah.
Which I think is interesting. It's an interesting team up, and I'd like to see more about it. But then we got Stealth and what's his name? Strata from Legion, because they're like they mistake her for a waitress. Just him complaining some more. Aztec, I forgot what his nickname is, but Aztec is there washing dishes for some reason. And then the Doom Patrol. Some of the Doom Patrol is there.
Sure.
We got Rocket Red's here.
Why?
I don't know. Okay. Robot Man is here because what's his face? Because Jared's sitting there and he's just talking shit.
Yeah.
He's just like, man, I got this crazy gig as the order, the balance between order and chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can hold the candle to what I do. You know, all these motherfuckers here, you know, I'm busting my ass and you got all these other motherfuckers who aren't doing shit. And he's saying this loud enough so that all these people can hear him.
Mm-hmm.
Lobo passes out, yep. Which is pretty interesting.
I never saw Lobo as the passing out type.
I'm surprised.
I always picked him as the can hold all the alcohol.
Yeah, like that's it's like impossible. But this is where we get some more ridiculous drawings of his hair.
Oh, that's right. His hair is sticking out like at a 90 degree angle in some pictures. And then like in others, it's just like straight down.
Yeah.
It almost like has a mind of its own. It's very weird.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
So with Lobo passed out, they beat up Fate. Apparently somebody beats him. We assume he gets beat up, but he just gets tossed out of this bar.
Mm-hmm.
Hawkman is like, don't fragging come back.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun because that means he just walked out and said, hey, get the fuck out of here. I'm Hawkman.
Yep.
So he's out in this alley and he's got a headache and he's.
Yeah. There's one point he's like, he says something weird. He's like, I can't even do that when I'm straight or something.
I don't care much for those spandex Phoebes when I'm straight, but at least they get out here there and fight. The fight every day.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody refer to their sober selves as straight.
Yeah, I guess it's a way. I mean,
it could be.
It makes sense, but it doesn't.
An older terminology.
Yeah,
because it's like, well, you wouldn't say that now. You wouldn't be like, man, can't stand those guys when I'm straight, but when I'm gay, love them.
Yeah. So Jared's.
I feel like it'd be more fun to be gay. Anyway.
This is a random,
just a random music thought. Here. Random thought that I'm having.
Random thoughts from Jen Stanson.
Yeah.
So I thought that somebody here came and took his thing because he talks about his arm stopped itching. And I'm assuming
they just kind of like either they took him when he was passed out or they just kind of like disappear.
Yeah, maybe.
Because didn't he like ingest them or something?
No.
Like, didn't they become a part of him, which is why he's Fate?
Maybe. I mean, I thought
all
it was
those
just,
like, articles of Fate. Didn't they like?
Well, no, he changed. He made the helmet and the amulet into weapons. And then like the wrap, the cape was just like a thing on his arm.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought they like sunk into his body.
No.
Which would be way cooler.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. But yeah. Apparently that's missing. He says his arm stops itching, so you know, he's just gonna go and do his job. That's what I'm saying, because I thought that the thing was missing, but maybe it's not. I don't know.
And then he's just like, well, I guess I'm just gonna go back to being normal.
Yeah, but I'll still be ready to kick some demon butt. But now I need to get home. Where's the cab fare? And then that's just
that's
how it ends.
That's how it ends.
It just ends so blah. And it's the final issue of the Book of Fate. We get a notice here saying, you know, we wish this book could have gone on forever, but much like of his other incarnations, Dr. Fate never really sold. You know, he never really sold issues.
Yeah.
You know, he's I feel like there's been like a ton of Dr. Fate ongoing series, and he never, latches on. So, you know, you kind of have to, you know, take what you can take.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Fate ongoing series of characters. And, and that's just how it ends. And we just get a bunch of letters here from people saying, man, I really like Fate. They call it the Weirdoverse. So, like, there's other books that were kind of mixed in with this. I'm assuming Challenges of the Unknown and Scare Tactics, which they reference here, are kind of maybe a part of that. So,
yeah.
That's just it. Man, we kind of maybe sad.
Yeah.
Kind of just bleh.
Yeah.
You know, and I enjoy last issues, but, like, nothing happens here. It's just literally them going to bars. And then other people talking about how much the lead character of this book sucks.
Yeah. And, like, again, nothing really happens. So, I mean, that's probably indicative of why this only lasted a year. Because if you don't even have enough story to, like, wrap it up properly in your last issue.
Yeah.
Then you probably didn't really have anything going on.
Yeah. That makes sense. You know, I guess they really can't ask a question if you want to read the next issue because there's no next issue.
Yeah.
Would you want to read any more of these? Because I kind of feel like I'm as much as a Dr. Fate fan as I am.
Yeah.
I don't feel compelled to read the rest of this book.
No, I mean, again, I don't feel like there's any big story arc that's ending.
Yeah.
I feel like whatever was happening probably wrapped up at least one issue ago, if not like three.
Yeah.
So what the hell have we been doing?
Well, I guess we're just kind of wrapping up the character, I guess, and saying that, yeah, he's going to move on to
Does he ever obscurity. Come back?
Well, yeah, he comes back to die. Oh. He comes back and gets killed.
But not like comic book death. So does he still live?
I guess so. He hasn't really. He had a funeral. I mean, well, he'll come back if somebody needs him to come back.
Yeah.
But nobody's ever needed him to come back. So he's dead.
Oh, man. One of the few comic book deaths that really stuck.
Yeah. I mean, he's appeared in other issues as like a ghost. You know, or as like a, you know, some sort of, like he appeared, I forgot it was that one JSA, I think we read, and he made an appearance there because he was living in the amulet.
Yeah.
Or something that Hector Hall took over. But yeah, no, that's just about it. You know, I'm disappointed too.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Anyways, it's going to be a short show this week. Mm. So we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening. And that again is the last issue of the Book of Fate, number 12 from January 1998. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere you get this show, anywhere you like to listen to your podcast, we would love you to review tell us what you guys think of the show and tell your friends. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
So once again, folks. By the way, Angry Hero 79 on YouTubes. Find me there.
The U-tubes.
Find me there. I'll hopefully have more content there as we go along. So let's wrap it up for this week. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.